So who are you guys?
So I'm Lu Lie from Microsoft Research Asia, the speech group. So I'm a researcher and working on audio content analysis, music content analysis, and so on.
Yeah, my name is Frank Zeider. I'm also from MSR Asia in Beijing. And Lu Lie works in my team.
Excellent, excellent. So what are you guys going to show us today?
Yeah, so what I show is music theory. So as you know, it actually is a basically an interactive music playlist generation.
Okay.
Yeah. So as you know, so many people now have thousands of sounds in their pocket, like the iPod, Zoom, and maybe the smartphones.
Sure.
So they also, maybe if they have the online subscriptions, such as Zoom Pass subscriptions, so they will have millions of sound to listen. So with such a big music collections, it became a challenge to select sound to listen to.
Right, exactly. The collection's too big. I want to find good music that I'd like, but I don't want to spend hours searching for it.
Yes, so current music players only provide a shuffle function, which is basically random playing, so cannot actually satisfy the user's advanced requirement. So music theory provides a smart shuffle. Mm-hmm. It will, based on your requirement, and generate interactively generate some music playlist.
Interesting. So how does this compare to, are you all familiar with the Pandora service?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as the difference? Is it that Pandora just kind of listens to the music and gives you suggestions based on that, and this is more like your friends, or...
No, the difference between Pandora and the technology that we're showing here is that ours is actually based on technology. So in Pandora, there's actually a large army of music specialists that listen to every single song and then create attributes. So they describe the song and the qualities of the song, what kind of song it is, and so on. And the difference in our system is actually very similar, where the difference is in our system, we do that automatically.
Okay, yes. You do it via software.
That's exactly. Yes. Do this with via pattern recognition.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
That is the fundamental difference. Besides that, if you understand Pandora, you understand our system. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So when you say pattern recognition, are you talking about the actual audio music?
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Interesting.
So
you actually listen to the music, and then based on the beats and tunes that you like, you find similar songs with those beats and tunes?
The similar sounds is based on the automatically detected text, including the genres, instruments, tempo, rhythm, emotion, energy, and so on.
Fascinating. Okay, cool. And do you use metadata as well, like genre, year published, or things like that? So if somebody likes 80s music, maybe you factor that in, or does those sort of static...
Yes, we can incorporate the metadata, but this demo which we show is only use the automatic detect tags. Did not integrate the metadata yet.
Okay.
Like 10 years, something like
that. Awesome. Okay, so let's see the demo. Right. I'm excited.
Okay.
So what are we looking at here?
So this is, yes, we suppose some use...
Now the actual Zoom is smaller.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so we design it. So this one is, suppose, we can first listen to it. Okay, let me stop it.
And what song was that? That was Faith Hill there?
Yeah, Faith Hill, yeah. And then, my first goes through the list. Okay, so in this interface, so this song, suppose the song you selected is actually a seed song. User can select a seed song from at the very beginning. So this is the recommended sounds. So as you just heard, so they are very similar. So the underlying technology, as I described before, is tags. It's automatically detected tags. For example, so this one, so there's pop sounds and combination of pop drum and soft rock. They also have the instruments like acoustic guitar, acoustic pianos, as a female, as a major tonality. So the chords, so we can find they are quite similar tags.
You listen to the songs, and can this be done in real time, or is it that it needs to do the analysis before based on songs you like, or is it I'm playing a song and it'll do the real... real-time analysis of the song and then come up with these tags?
This is actually an offline dump based on the collection in your personal music collection. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
How fast is it? How fast is it? Basically, for 4 minutes, we need 30 seconds to 40 seconds, something like that. I did not have the accurate estimate, but this is just based on my perception, yeah, my feeling. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, can this do things where it doesn't have the, or I guess, do you all plug into, you mentioned the Zune, for example.
Yeah.
I may not actually have songs based on the attributes. Does it do anything to, say, build a playlist based on the collection of songs?
Yeah.
Or are you all, do you all have, like, one big database that has the matching attributes of the song? Do you like, or is it done sort of on a one-off perspective? Or let me put it to you this way, like, you mentioned the example here. What if I didn't own this song, the No Good For Me song? Is there a way that you all, because I like Faith Hill, you'll actually recommend, hey, you should download this from your Zune, if you will?
Yeah. Yes, so this actually have two parts. The first one is, suppose you have 1,000 songs in your music database. Yeah, so for a given song, for a given C song, we can recommend the songs from your database to you. If you can, online, connected online services, we can also recommend you the song you did not own yet, but you maybe will like. So it is based on the service, it is actually a very accurate so we know based on you, the sounds you're listening, we know what you want to listen. We can also recommend sounds you did not own yet, and upon you a way to buy it. Yeah.
Excellent, because that's exactly what I need. I need somebody to look at the music I'm listening to and recommend music that I should download for, say, the Zune.
Yeah. Maybe you can also see other examples.
Sure, so let's see some.
Okay. For example, let me try another one. So for this one, it's more like the raps. Yeah. So suppose you select the rap sounds to listen. So the recommended sounds would more like the raps. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And these were all done by doing the analysis, seeing the tags, and then seeing...
Yes.
So how does it come up with the percentage for tags for an item? So show me the tags again for one of these songs.
For example, the bags.
Because it looked like there were...
So the John's rap.
Yeah, so how does it come up with these percentages, if you will? Or 51% tempo equals fast, kind of?
Yeah, so when you detect the... each tag, you need to have some machine learning approach. You need to build models for each tag. So there we actually will finally get some probabilities of each tag, of the sounds. Yeah. So that's the percentage is the probability. That's the sound. Yeah,
fascinating. And you say it's machine learning, so like it would literally evolve based on the number of songs you put in. So like if you put in 1,000 songs versus 10,000 songs, it may adjust the numbers?
It's not quite like that. So this is basically a machine learning based pattern recognition system.
Okay.
So what you normally do is before you can use a pattern recognition system, you need to train it. So, well, this is basically a complicated, system of probabilities that are being computed, and there are a lot of weights in that system, and these weights are determined in what we call a training set. So what we need to do is we need to first take a large collection of a few thousand of those songs, and then we actually had students listen to those and annotate these tags here manually. And then based on that, we can build the machine learning system. But I think these songs that we have here, these tags, this is not what the students annotated. We're not cheating here, right? So this is actually what the system did actually come up with. And I believe the students did not even... So we did not use these songs when we built that.
Sure.
We used another set of songs because otherwise it would be cheating.
Sure.
Yeah, so we have training data set and tag data set.
Very cool.
Yeah, so maybe another example.
Do you want to talk a bit of the additional features?
Sure. I will start from this. Yeah. So the Zoom. Yeah. So you can check the tag first. This is a folk sound. You can have a listen. Well, this is quite soft. Something like that. Yeah.
Can you hear that on the camera?
I think you can.
Turn it up a little bit.
Yes, okay. So you find the tempo slow, rhythm weak, energy weak, something like that, yeah. Okay, we can also listen to this.
This is so cool.
Yeah. You can't hear. Oh, sorry, just too loud. Yeah. Okay. So, as you mentioned, the Pandora. If the users did not have any interactions, so this is actually build a music radio station. So. Mm-hmm. So the system can play back the music one by one to you. So maybe after some time, users are tired of listening this kind of music. Mm-hmm. So that he can do some feedback. For example, now he did not want to listen to this slow music. Mm-hmm. He can remove it out, for example. So this button-like design facilitated you to use something actually in real device to vote up and vote down.
This is just software, so it's not actually running on a Zune, or you all
yes,
have
not yet.
Played.
Yes.
Is that something you all are looking to add? Or?
We're hoping, of course.
We're hoping, yes.
And the cool thing about that is this is actually real software, right? That, mm-hmm. Sorry, if this is running in a real device, then
sure.
You would really be using your thumb to move those things
yes.
out. And in, right?
Excellent.
Yes.
So it's natural gestures.
Yes.
Yes. So after, so you when you remove it, so it means you did not like this kind of sound. So mm-hmm. after several kind of iterations. Now there comes some music like pump, you have drum instruments, now have strong rhythm, strong energy, things like that. Go into a quite actually on the countryside, on the other side, so you can kind of listen. So compare with the beginning, you have a quite different actually music to listen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
Cool.
Yes, so sometimes you maybe also don't want to select the C sounds. You also have no intention which kind of sound, which exact sounds you need to choose. So in this case, you can just select some scenarios. For example, when you are reading, you just want to listen to some sub music. When you are jogging, you want to listen to more
high-end.
Rhythmic
sounds.
So in this way, we have a mood filter.
Ooh.
So this is actually currently in a very simplest simple manner, but I would also like to show you this concept. Yeah. So for example, when you want to listen to the soft sounds and the slow sound, you just click. So this is slider. You can choose to listen to slow sounds or fast sounds or soft sounds or loud sounds, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can click OK, and then the sounds, shoes are all actually,
that's excellent.
Mood,
so in that case, you're literally just kind of doing the high-level metadata and
you decide
the songs.
Yes. So I also actually have some scenario selected when you are sleeping or you are reading, you are in sports, you are in jogging, so for example. Okay? Yeah, well, actually for different scenarios, we can predefine some profiles and then select sounds in your database for you. Yeah.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Is this going to be software available for download? When can I play with it?
Not yet. Yeah. So
no, this is a research project, right?
Still research project.
Yeah,
so
of course.
We are still continually improve the algorithm
mm-hmm.
about the text detection and how to measure the similarity between the text detected.
So no immediate plans for even.
We would like to see it in a Zune yesterday, of course, right? Being researchers, we're always very eager to get our things, out in the field. But
sure.
In the current stage, this is a research project, and this is really the way that we should.
Okay. So, but no Windows download for just having that interface on the. No.
You'd like to have that? Huh?
I do. Yes. Where do I hand you my money? Yeah. Okay. We'll work something out where you guys send me the private builds. But some very, very, very cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.